What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. Big Ken here. So, today I am going to talk about, is it all bad in training, Ken? Occasionally I get this question because I've had bad situations in training, and I've had bad situations with trainees as a trainer. And it's not all bad. It's just the reality of trucking that so many people get into this industry basically at the lowest point of their life. And that typically leads to a lot of that. I mean, it's always a tough transition going from something you used to do to something you're trying to do. You know what I mean? And it's tough. You know, it's a tough transition. Plus, I've noticed lately, at my company, like, we've had some students who just drop out, even though they have bad situations with trainers, but we do day cab training. We don't take you over the road. You're literally in a day cab. So you're not sleeping in the truck. You're not out all the time with the same trainer. None of that stuff. But guess what? We still have students who complain about bad trainers. And that's just the way it is. I mean, there's all experience is based on your perception of what's going on. You know, on one hand, you know, the trainer might look at it as you're invading their space, you know, or students refusing to learn and not listen. You know, it's all relative to the situation. So no, not every experience is bad. When I was a trainer, I had lots of students who were great students, and you know, you talk to them after they're out of training. Then at the same time, I've had lots of students, well, not lots of students, but some students who were nightmares. And there are reasons to the nightmares, not necessarily not getting along, but nightmares. And a lot of that is, you know, one time I had a guy who made $200,000 a year as a GM manager. You know, this guy made, I think it was $50 an hour, $60 an hour, something like that. That's a lot of money. And he was never going to get to that money in trucking. He assumed, because it costs, this is this amazing logic he had. He assumed because it costs more to rent an RV. Yes, an RV. That I think it costs like, what is it, he said something about $5 a mile or something, because that was the equivalent of renting an RV and doing 1,000 miles. And I was like, whoa, what? He's like, yeah, see, I'm going to buy me a truck and I'm going to get $5 a mile because that's the equivalent of renting an RV. And I'm looking at this dude like, did he just really say that? So needless to say, when you make these kinds of assumptions, as he began to talk to owner-operators, and as he began to see what company drivers actually made, you know, because he lived in this delusional world of, you know, again, he had worked in GM since he was a teenager. So he had no clue of the world outside of GM. You know, to him, this was all, relative. You know what I mean? Like, it was this way things work. You know, you make $50 an hour. You make good money because that's the way it works. Like so as he got into trucking, it was a nightmare for him, you know, and he became a nightmare student. But, you know, again, it's like I look at it from his perspective. You got to understand that he thought, you know, he was supposed to get all this money. I mean, I asked him, you know, like, you do understand you're going to get like 25, 30 cents a mile, you know, and that's good money back in, you know, when I was training him. I think that was about, I don't know, 07 or something like that. And he was like, that's basic. That's pretty good for a rookie. And he looks at me and he goes, no, man, it's got to be like 70 cents. Y'all bullshitting people. That's that entry level shit. Y'all be saying this, but you know that it's really this amount. I know this is what y'all do to scare these rookies off. And again, I'm just looking at him like, oh, my God. So needless to say, he got really, really angry and began to throw hissy fits. You know, and he wanted to fight one day, I got him off the truck. I should have thrown him off way before that. I mean, I saw it coming. When you get on the truck, you're a trader, and a student gets on a truck who made $200,000 a year, lived in a $500,000 house for most of his adult life, and is in his 50s, and basically now thinks, you know what, I'm finna make all this money. I'm finna get all this grip, bruh. You know, I'm finna get this. Literally thinks he's going to buy a truck and make $5 a mile. And he isn't as a company driver. He's going to be making 60, 70 cents a mile. And that we're tricking people, you know. And again, he came from a union environment. You know, maybe that went on there. But no, there's no tricks to this. There's no $5 a mile for owner operators. You know, if you get paid $5 a mile and you're an owner operator, I guarantee you that there are other things you're doing. You're hauling oversized loads, and they probably got serious insurance costs on them. I mean, all this stuff, you know, there's no profession, period, where the money is just flowing. You know, unless you're designing apps. You know, if you're designing apps, maybe. Maybe if you're designing apps, you know, apps. If you're designing apps, an app, right, then maybe. I'm popping my peas. Sorry about that. Yeah, but that's just what I wanted to talk about. I mean, because I know people listen to my story and they're like, oh my God, it's the worst thing ever again. No, 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 it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen to you. There are people who train, even my trainer, Andrew, who was I had a nightmare with. He was cool with some guys because his life wasn't always that effed up. Right, you know, before his stepson had knocked him unconscious, his life wasn't that effed up. He had some good things going on for him. And so I think that's something to consider, that he has some students who really liked him, who liked his wife and, you know, his stepson and all that. You know, it's just once he got knocked unconscious, things got a little crazy, you know. But if you want to hear that story, check the upload before this one. It's the second part of how I started in trucking. I'm going to finish that series up. I think I'm going to continue that series and just talk about highlights in trucking. So today, enough of that. Let's talk about one of the most things I'm noticing lately. We in my company, we're doing day cab training, like I was talking about earlier. And that's actually pretty good. You know, I mean, even though we still get guys who complain about training, I don't know what people sometimes expect. You know what I mean? Like they, you know, when you're a day cab trainer, when you're doing day cabs like we do, I mean, we get out of the truck a lot. We get out of the truck, in and out of the truck a lot, you know, because we do multiple pickups. So in a day, like every day I do 3 pickups. Sometimes, rarely, I might do 4, which is 4 pickups is pretty good because it's like we get paid in the 200s a day at that point, usually, depending on what you pay. Like the way it works at the company is it's like a minimum that you'll get. So some guys might have $160, $170 a day minimum. And then if you have an extra pickup outside of the minimum, you get an additional $30 for that pickup. So now you're talking about, you know, if you had 180, you're talking about making 210 or something like that. You know, some of the guys who have, who are above, like we got a one account that pays 234. Well, those guys, for an extra pickup, they getting extra $30. That's 260, you know. But that's a tight pickup, though, because that's a long run. You know, that's just how it goes, though. You know, there is no... That's my doggy barking. Oh, God. Let me go get the doggy. All right, guys. Back from getting the puppy. So, like I said, we get out the truck a lot. I mean, it's basic. You know, like I say, that's what it takes to do day cab. I mean, it's a lot more physical active work because you're doing multiple pickups. And that's where the money is. You know, the more pickups you do, the more money you get paid, or the better the run. Some runs just pay way more. Like, there's a run I'd love to get on. They pay $234. You know, and then there's one run that pays $234 only on the day shift, not on the night shift, you know, and that's a great run. You know, it's pretty good. I like it. You know, it's I'm a little worried, you know, contract negotiations are up. That's one of the bad parts about being a day cab part hauler like we are, is that GM could, GM, Ford, Chrysler, they have contract negotiations, you get your money cut. I just don't, sometimes don't understand when guys complain about being in the heat. And I'm in the heat all day. It's like, well, yeah, what did you think? I mean, day cab ain't no easy world, man. It's like you got to get out your, you got to get off your ass. You're in tight traffic all the time. I drive in rush hour traffic every day, okay? Plus, one of the biggest things about us is, too, you might have to work 6 days a week. Which can get tiring. I mean, it's cool because it doesn't last that long. Usually it might last 6 or 7 months, but it will happen. I mean, you may end up having to run, 6 days a week, 1 day off, and you might do that for, like I did it for 7 months. It's rough too, because you feel it. You feel working 6 days a week, but... that's day cab, baby. None of this stuff is easy, and it's always some difficulty. And we still get guys who complain even though they get home in their bed every night. So, anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com. I'm done talking about that subject and the money and everything else. If you're interested, you're just starting in trucking, you want to hear the ins and outs of trucking, get some tips on how to start in trucking, how much school should cost, go to YouTubeTruckers.com, go to YouTubeTruckers.com, and you can pick up my audiobook for $2.99, and I will talk to you guys later.